This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Hugh Ciaretti, City Manager Ron Fear. As always, phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. I know we have a meeting tonight, but let's lead off with the weather. Been a little bit rough. And now, luckily, not much damage reported, Ron, from what I understand. 11th and Points, a little bit of a problem with the traffic signal there.
Right, that was night before last, really, when the winds were gusting. We had a failure in one of the signal poles, and so we're down to a temporary four-way stop there, utilizing both flashing signals and signs. So ask people to be cautious through there. I guess if they're the positive aspect of this, there's a couple positives, actually. This intersection has been awarded a grant from KDOT. Fortunately, that project won't be bid until July of this year. It's something the timeline they control, but if you're in that corridor, you'll notice we have a contractor working up at 17th and Points on a signal replacement project. And we've had a similar situation up there where we had a pole failure, and we actually got it down before it fell down. We hung some temporary wires. So we spanned the roadway with wires and hung those signals for quite some time until we could get a contract put together to upgrade that signal. And so having that contractor in town, we've negotiated a contract with them to move down to 11th and Points and hang some temporary signals until the KDOT project can be bid and awarded. And that'll make that a much better situation where we have an operating traffic signal. And especially going into the summer, a lot of folks walking to City Park will improve pedestrian safety there immensely. So we'd ask people to please be cautious as they utilize that intersection until we can get some temporary measures in place.
Any other wind or hail damage from last night?
I'm not aware of any significant wind damage. Obviously, we're fortunate the trees aren't all leafed out and that sort of thing. So, and it looked like we kind of were the things kind of went through before things got crazy to the southeast of us and kind of was the epicenter, I think, where some of the first tornado activity happened and then really accelerated rapidly toward the east and northeast. So a lot of warnings there. I understand some of our neighbors to the east got some damage in the Rossville, Silver Lake, some of that area. I think there was a truck overturned at I-70 and 177. And so there were some issues out there. That's one of those quick blow-up storms where things move rapidly and you really need to be paying attention to what's going on.
I remember thinking, Mayor, I was glad it wasn't on a Tuesday night about that time because, and you actually have had, I think, times when you had weather come pretty close during the meeting time frame.
And we've postponed it, and we've even had electricity go out once, I think, during that time. It's never a good time to have bad weather. I can't think of any occasion that would be a great time. Well, maybe one. But I think as far as in Kansas, we are used to this type of weather in March, but sometimes we get so used to it that we take for granted when a tornado siren goes off like it's not going to hit. So I just want to let everybody know, if this tornado siren goes off, and just because you're not seeing a tornado, please seek shelter. I think sometimes we are not as concerned because we think it's not going to happen. But definitely, I think I've heard some last night. I was coming back from another town. But things happen so fast that we just need to be quick and react quickly for safety purposes instead of standing out there and seeing what's going to happen, and you don't want to get stuck in that kind of weather, especially if you're in a car or anything of that sort. But yeah, it was pretty dramatic in some of our surrounding areas, and we'll seek out if they need any help.
I remember picking up a prescription at a local grocery store when sirens went off one time and actually went into their little chiller along with the people that were there. And I guess at City Hall, you'd have provisions if someone's doing
we
city
would.
Business.
You know, obviously, if we're open, I mean, we do have a basement at City Hall. It's one of the things that we've been kind of talking about. There isn't any designated public shelters, but certainly folks that have a place that accommodates public has provisions for themselves and their employees that are safe, and we'd ask you to review those and be familiar with those, and as you get new employees or new seasonal employees that they're aware of where they're supposed to go and help folks. And so, you know, there were some other bizarre things. I think it was over by Rossville where I saw they were fighting a grass fire and the tornado mm-hmm. sirens are going off. So, right. I mean, just some really bizarre weather and circumstances. And I know there's a lot of fires going on around the state, some big ones down by Hutchison. My wife was coming back from Denver. Last night they got detoured on I-70 at Russell for a grass fire. So a lot of things going on. I mean, we're normally burning in the spring, but we're not
right.
normally.
It's been so windy.
Things are pretty dry.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the grass fires because you said you also sent some assistance to that.
We did. There was a request from the Hutchison area for 100 fire vehicles, specifically 50 pumper crews, as well as some grass firefighting vehicles. So we did send a pumper crew in response to that request for aid. Obviously, they've been battling since the weekend, and so their local resources are pretty taxed. And so trying to get some fresh folks down there to assist them.
Raleigh County Fire Chief Pat Collins said they sent 3 fire apparatus there also, so it's nice right. to know we have some local people helping out. And while we're on the subject of fire, mm-hmm. I have to say, I know we have to remain objective as right. reporters, but I'm still going to say a kudos to Manhattan Fire and the way they dealt with that fire last week at Dusty Bookshelf. And I've heard nothing but compliments. That mm-hmm. could have so easily spread to adjoining buildings.
Yeah, we were certainly we were fortunate that the fire was observed by a passerby and got reported right away, and so there was a quick response there. And you're right, great job by the fire crews to get that knocked down. They were inside for a long time trying to get the inside knocked down, and you know, saw that they weren't going to be able to do it from there, and pulled back from that and went to a defensive mode of trying to work on making sure it doesn't spread to other buildings. And that was good for them because, you know, shortly thereafter, there was a partial roof collapse there. So just one of those things that they are, you know, we're very fortunate. We have very professionally trained personnel, and they did a great job, and no injuries right. at all. And the cat's safe. Mm-hmm. So there was some damage to the adjacent buildings. I think one of the basements apparently was somehow connected. So the business to the east, I think, had quite a bit of water in the basement, and obviously some smoke damage and a little bit of water damage to both adjacent businesses. But I think they're working through that, and hopefully we'll be able to rebuild there and better than it was before.
Mayor, are you hearing quite a bit? I know it sounds like people from all over the place had heard about that
they
fire,
did.
Too.
You know, Dusty Bookshelf is such an icon to Manhattan and especially to Aggieville. So, yes, there was a very emotional reaction to it. And I went there that morning as I was going to work out. We stopped by there. And it was still flames everywhere. And it was nice to see RCPD, EMS, and our fire department work so well together. And, you know, we often think about the costs when we think about, well, do we really want to put in $1 million for a fire truck? How tall does the ladder have to be? How much do they need training? Well, that one incident alone, all of them working together, takes a lot of training together. So, yes, they did an outstanding job. And we're fortunate that it didn't happen in the evening when there's a lot of people there. If it had to happen, it's better that it happened at the time it did when nobody was around, and you know, you can easily get access to the parking lot and everything else. So that was nice. And that happened Friday, and Saturday morning, Varsity Donuts was open again. Mm-hmm. I went and got donuts, and it was smelling a little like smoke, but a lot of people came together that evening and got everything put back into shape and order. And I think, like I said, a lot of people were overwhelmed and sad at the same time. But I'm pretty sure they're going to get it up and going here shortly.
Let's go ahead. We haven't even gotten to tonight's meeting, but let's go ahead and take a break. It is now 9:15, and again, Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, when we come back, we'll get into that meeting, which has a lot of items on the agenda. And again, 537-1350 if you have comments about city business, City of Manhattan. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio, KMAN.